In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Question 173. Can the faithful on earth, through the communion of saints, relieve the sufferings of the souls in purgatory? The faithful on earth, through the communion of saints, can relieve the sufferings of the souls in purgatory by prayer, fasting, and other good works, by indulgences, and by having masses offered for them. We'll be speaking about this more later on, especially in Lesson 33. But in the meantime, remember, there is just one church, one mystical body. It is militant here on earth, suffering in purgatory, triumphant in heaven. Those in hell have been cut off, removed from the mystical body. And St. Paul said regarding the church, shall the hands say to the feet, we have no need of thee? So we need the prayers of the poor souls. They need us. We need the prayers of the souls in heaven, the church triumphant, although they do not need us. And all of us need our blessed Lord. In one way or another, we are absolutely dependent upon him. Question 174. Can the faithful on earth help one another? The faithful on earth, as members of the mystical body of Christ, can help one another by practicing supernatural charity and especially by performing the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. And there's a commentary here with the little cartoon in question 174. Supernatural charity means, in the first place, loving God. The more our hearts are on fire with God's love, the more easily we can kindle that same fire in the hearts of others, even those we may never see. A beautiful symbol of this in the liturgy is the lighting of one another's candles in the Easter Vigil service. The most important way we can help others is by charity, which means loving God ourselves. Love of God moves us to show love to others by the spiritual and corporal works of mercy, chief of which is to pray for others. But our prayer should be added to something else, namely, suffering for others. The Blessed Virgin Mary at Fatima asked the children to pray and make sacrifices for sinners. The salvation of many souls depends on the prayers and penances of the members of the mystical body. In the cartoon there, you see heaven, purgatory, on earth. And I have one little correction, possibly, to the cartoon. That is, there's an arrow going both ways between purgatory on earth. Well, remember, the poor souls can help us, but they cannot help themselves. So if that's a little mysterious or confusing, hopefully it isn't. We can help each other, we can help the poor souls, but there are no arrows between the poor souls or the souls in heaven. They need no help for each other. The poor souls cannot help each other. We can help each other. There's a reference there to the Blessed Virgin Mary in her appearance in Fatima, Portugal. Our Lady has appeared in many places, showing herself to some very select people. It's extremely rare, but it does happen. And this is part of what is called private revelation, which no Catholic is strictly obliged to believe. Public revelation, the scriptures, Catholic is strictly obliged. It's like this: if devotion or prayer to Our Lady of Fatima is not a part of my daily or even yearly practice, my membership in the church remains intact. I am not free to deny that she appeared, because the church firmly teaches that indeed she did. But I am free to embrace this devotion or not. That is, I might have a great devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe or Our Lady of Lourdes and not so much to Our Lady of Fatima. On the other hand, if I deny some portion of sacred scripture, such as Christ rising from the dead, my membership in the church is in serious trouble. I am not free to deny this. and I am not free to ignore the historical fact of the resurrection. It must be a part of my faith, else I am not a Catholic. Question 175. What is meant by the Apostles' Creed in the Apostles' Creed by the forgiveness of sins? By the forgiveness of sins in the Apostles' Creed is meant that God has given to the Church, through Jesus Christ, the power to forgive sins, no matter how great or how many they are, if sinners truly repent. And this has to be considered more in detail when we get to the Sacrament of Penance, which will be on page 184. But keep in mind at this point that the power to forgive is God's. The exercise of that power is licensed or given to the hands of those ordained to exercise it, namely bishops and priests. At the top of the page of page 86, there's a couple more things there which we should cover. Briefly, the three chief ways which we can help others are charity, or the love of God, prayer, and penance. And they have some pictures there of how we do it. When we do something out of the love of God, or for the love of God, that makes it supernatural charity. If we do something just out of kindness to somebody because we like them, we wouldn't call that supernatural charity. It is a kind of love of neighbor, but it's lower. It is not done for the sake of God. It's more like what we call philanthropy. But offering up sacrifices, there's a picture of a young boy there, well-dressed young man, and he says, "This tastes terrible, O Lord, but I'll eat it for you." And no kidding, that is a real sacrifice. The proper use of food, and even eating something that we don't really like, is a wonderful sacrifice, a good penance to make. Even young children can practice this. We're at the end of lesson 13 now. And for the prayer and habit to be acquired, I would hope at this time you would begin saying a prayer for a safe journey. That is, if you have to travel anywhere, even getting in your car and going to the store, keep in mind that automobiles are extremely dangerous. They kill about 40,000 people per year in this country, and they wound 1.25 million per year, roughly. So they are very, very dangerous. A mixed blessing, yes. They can be blessing. They can get us to the hospital in a hurry, but they can also kill us. So praying for a safe journey doesn't necessarily mean you'll have a safe journey. It means that if an accident happens, if something goes wrong, that it might be to your salvation. And also, for a safe journey, that you might not be the occasion of someone else having an accident, that is, by driving recklessly. So, it's good to say a Hail Mary, to first of all make the sign of the cross, say a Hail Mary, or an Our Father, and then invoke the patron saints of travel, such as Saint Raphael and Saint Christopher, and ask for their intercession, that you might drive well and arrive safely at your destination. It's an extremely important habit to acquire, prayer to acquire. And for a habit, if you have not had your vehicles blessed, there is a special blessing of cars, trucks, whatever you're driving, in the ritual, the Roman ritual, and the priest can come out and bless it. And again, similar to the prayer for a safe journey, the blessing of a car or a vehicle is not so that the vehicle doesn't get hurt, if you will, doesn't get in an accident. God could care less, really, about our cars, but he cares very much about the people in them. So the whole purpose of the blessing of a vehicle is to protect from physical injury, but above all spiritual injury, the people who occupy the car. And the protection from physical injury, well, that's clear enough. But spiritual injury is to protect you and anyone else in the car from misusing the car in any way or driving in such a way as to put others in danger.